Tonight, we bring you Chapter 2 of Escape from the 42nd Century, another classic tale from the Atomic Chronicles of K.D. Inkwell. We rejoin our adventure in progress with our hero flung far from her present to a dystopian possible future, a world dominated by a nefarious hive mind of dolphin-human hybrid creatures bent on converting the last remnants of humanity into their soulless collective.
Well, this is new, and I don't think this is the past. The History Dex time locator seems to be reading, this can't be right. The 42nd century? Maybe Jenkins' calculations weren't ready to experiment with after all. The Chronotron backpack's time crystals are completely out of sync, and will need quite some time to realign themselves to my point of origin. What is with all the propaganda around here? Are those walking dolphins?
All sublimation candidates in Group 5B must report to Station Sigma immediately. Compliance breeds excellence.
That sounds ominous. Judging by the posters around here, I'm guessing that this mind organization isn't exactly welcoming of regular humans like me. Better find a spot to lay low as the time crystals resynchronize.
Help me, Unevolved! We will capture you!
Uh-oh. That's not good. Atomic Quill, don't fail me now! That blinding flash bought me a bit of time for my escape, but I need to get out of here in a hurry if I don't want fins.
Strange one! Over here! I am the help you need.
Thanks for saving me. By bringing me to the sewer.
Sewer home is the best home. The mine soldiers never venture to these depths.
I don't mean to seem ungrateful. This is all so new to me, I haven't had a chance to understand this brave new world. Let's start with something simple. Who exactly are you?
I have a name, as I am singular. I am the one called Jason David Braden. Proud Unevolved, leader of the human resistance cell of Sector 19. Are you singular?
I'm K.D. Inkwell, the one and only. I have some time to kill before I can return to my home. Sector. Did I hear something on the loudspeakers earlier about sublimation candidates?
Come, there are friends you must meet. We will explain all.
Looking forward to finding out more about this wild world of yours.
A wild world indeed, K.D. Lost in time in a land ruled by a heinous collective of genetic monstrosities, without free will, love, or any vestiges of compassion. Will Inkwell survive long enough for her crystals to sink back to her own time? Will she fall under the ire of mind and be forced to join the assimilated masses of dolphin-human hybrids herself? Who is the resistance of Sector 19? And will she be able to return the noble favor of Jason David Braden? Find out all this and more in the exciting conclusion to Escape from the 42nd Century.
Gee, Sally, is that a Porta Diner guaranteed for...